See if you recognize this voice.
My welcome in, babe.
Everybody thought I had a duster?
Y'all thought old Spindle Top Mo Burke Burnett was all it was, didn't you?
That's James Dean in the movie Giant. He's telling Rock Hudson and Elizabeth Taylor that he has struck oil. It's payback time.
I'm rich, baby. Me, I'm gonna have more money than you ever thought you could have. You and all the rest, you stinking sons of Benedicts.
James Dean was playing Jet Rink, a hard-drinking, brawling, tough-talking, uncultured Texas wildcatter who struck it rich. But everybody in Texas knew that he was really playing Glenn McCarthy, a Houston wildcatter who struck it rich, cover of Time Rich. The fictional Jet Rink spent millions of dollars building the Imperador, the biggest hotel in Texas. The real-life McCarthy did the same, but he called his hotel the Shamrock Hotel. The Shamrock, nicknamed the Houston Riviera, was the grandest hotel in Texas when it was built, the largest outside of New York or L.A. It was 20 stories tall, counting the two-story Emerald Shamrock Hotel sign on top. It cost $22 million in 47. Today, it would be $250 million. It had the biggest swimming pool on the planet, so large that people water skied in it. It had 1,100 rooms, all air-conditioned, and a TV and a radio in every room. In 49, McCarthy wanted to have a grand opening for his monolithic hotel. He wanted Hollywood stars. He was told that the only way Hollywood would come was if there was a movie opening to attend, but no studio would launch a film in Texas. So he decided to fund his own Hollywood movie. In this way, he had the movie debut and the hotel grand opening at the same time. And Hollywood came. Howard Hughes even gave him a good deal on one of his planes so he could fly stars to Houston. McCarthy chartered a Santa Fe party train, too, that brought hundreds of stars for the St. Patrick's Day opening. The evening was regarded as the most prestigious event in Houston social history, and likely it remained so. Everyone who was anyone was there. Ginger Rogers was there. So was Errol Flynn. It was broadcast live on national radio by NBC and hosted by the sexy World War II pinup Dorothy L'Amour. Frank Lloyd Wright was not impressed with the Shamrock 63 Shades of Irish Green. He called it architectural venereal disease. But many loved the Shamrock for its sheer size and its Art Deco style, the Emerald Nightclub where Sinatra sang, the Cork Club up on top overlooking Houston, and the hotel's grand devotion to the Irish theme. It was sold to Conrad Hilton in 55 and was known as the Shamrock Hilton until it was demolished in 87. Today, Texas A&M Health Sciences Center sits on the site. I think McCarthy would like that. He was, after all, an Aggie. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.